Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Progress in the realm of foreign affairs is usually a slow, ponderous process. But the bitter trade disputes current in the Near East seem to have instigated a fury of rapid-fire dramatics. Only this morning at United Nations headquarters in New York, a committee headed by American delegate Arthur Kane was appointed to arbitrate the Near East controversy. And this afternoon, just a few hours after his appointment, Mr. Kane startled reporters here at the nation's capital by stepping off a plane at Washington National Airport.
Let me through, gentlemen. No statements now, gentlemen. Let me through, please. No, no, I'm sorry. No statements now. I hope to have an announcement for you soon, though. I'll be at the Senate office building. See me there later. Now, please, let me through.
Go right in, Mr. Kane. Senator Edwards has been waiting for you.
Thank you. Well, Arthur, good to see you again.
Hello, Dean.
Sit down. Here. You must be worn out. Pretty hectic, huh?
I feel like I've backed into an egg beater. I should be packing for the Near East right now, you know. And you, too.
No, no. No, I told you that on the phone.
You're stubborn, Dean.
Realistic. There was no need for you to come all the way here.
A great need, Senator. I had to arrange for your passage with the State Department.
No, Arthur. That arbitration committee is strictly a U.N. delegation. There's no place for me.
We need you on that committee, Dean.
No.
You know the problems we're facing in that part of Asia. You face them yourself. We need your experience, your knowledge of the Asiatic mind.
The Asiatic mind in that part of the East is dead set against the American mind. Now, with me there, you...
Listen, Dean, my committee represents the U.N.
But I'm an American senator.
Representing the United Nations.
No, no, no. They wouldn't see it that way at all.
And the good senator says he's not stubborn.
Arthur, look. That dispute concerns our allies and our trade. With another American on the committee, it would seem to be top-heavy with American power. That's bound to create bitterness.
No, no, no.
You need a delegate on that committee from another nation. A country that...
The factions over there that hate America hate all foreigners. All foreigners.
Well, I can't deny that. Still, it...
Listen. I've got UN approval for your appointment to the committee. The State Department's promised to okay it, too. And so was the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Well, I think you're making a mistake.
We'll make more mistakes without you. We're leaving in 2 days from New York. Will you be there?
And he calls me stubborn. Yes, I'll be there, Arthur. I'll be there.
Myself.
You know the language here. Can you read those signs those people are carrying?
The largest sign says, Americans go home. There, over there, that sign reads, foreigners contaminate our land.
Well, the plane door's open. You might as well face them.
My sir.
Yes, Aram?
May I suggest that you remain here on the plane?
Why, what for?
I will see that a car is sent here to the plane for you. Much can happen between here and the American embassy. Perhaps too much.
Well, Dean, at least you haven't said I told you so.
Frankly, Arthur, I've thought of it. Those signs aren't so bad, if only they weren't so emphatic about that Yankee go home. When can we get these conferences started?
As soon as Premier Kalaman gets the demonstrators away from this embassy.
He hasn't tried very hard.
Well, what can he do, Dean? He's trying to keep his country together without insulting us. Well, you should be getting word any time now.
Well, we've got the word, all right. But I don't like the way they say it.
There's Kalaman.
It's about time.
Sit, my friend. Please, be seated.
He looks grim.
He should.
Gentlemen, I offer my humblest apologies for the difficulties with which your committee has been faced. 1,000 pardons, too, for the delay I have caused you. In the interests of collective security, I welcome your presence and appreciate your problems. However...
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Arbitration demands understanding, which, I fear, cannot thrive in an atmosphere of tension and violence.
Your Excellency.
Yes, Senator Edwards?
Since this tension and violence has a direct bearing on our work here, I'd like to point out that little or nothing has been done by your government to curb it.
True, Senator. True. And your complaint brings me to my primary point. This is a holy week, gentlemen. The week of Hajj. Thousands of Hajjis, pilgrims you would call them, will soon be pouring into this city, for this is a stopping point in their holy pilgrimage to Mecca.
Your Excellency, that wasn't mentioned when you agreed to hold negotiations here.
I did not expect violence, Mr. Kent. Now, in deference to the religious beliefs of my people, I cannot permit their sacred journeys to be blasphemed by riots and...
But your people are doing the rioting.
Some of my people. Those who have renounced all religion.
Yes, but why must this committee be penalized?
Senator, if I were to punish that particular faction of my people, I would be forced to explain my actions to the larger nation which advocates their philosophy. A small country like this cannot afford to antagonize...
Well, what about the other larger nations? The ones that don't advocate their philosophy.
There again I cannot risk antagonizing. I cannot permit any of you Americans to be physically harmed by any of my people. For the sake of your own welfare...
You're canceling these negotiations?
A safeguard, Mr. Kane. No harm must come to you and your countrymen.
But, Your Excellency, this committee represents the United Nations, not the United States.
Some of my people realize that, sir.
And the others throw rocks at us.
A formal note will be forwarded to the United Nations General Assembly, gentlemen, explaining why your visit here has been fruitless and dangerous. I am sure you understand.
All packed. Well, you got your stuff together, Dean? Dean?
Huh?
What are you looking at out there?
Kalaman was right about his pilgrims. Look at them out there in the road.
Ox carts, mules, camels. Well, that's reaching Mecca the hard way.
Got to admire them, though. They're still a long way from...
Now what? Yes, come in.
My pardons, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, sir. Come in.
The foreign minister has just received a message from Premier Kalaman.
What about?
The roads are jammed with pilgrims, my sir. And the anti-American demonstrators are active among them.
And does he think the pilgrims will turn on us, too?
The Premier cannot guarantee your safety, my sirs. He sends word that he will supply an escort to the airport, but the security is relative.
Well, this should be an interesting trip.
I thought Perhaps I would go on before you, myself, to ensure no delays at the airport.
No, good. Good idea. When's our plane leave?
Upon your arrival, myself. Or when the mobs permit you to arrive.
The rest of our party here yet?
No, Dean. I guess they were held up by those demonstrators at the embassy.
Oh, I thought their car got through.
Well, they must have lost time. Hey, look.
What?
Those natives. They're Hajis, pilgrims, aren't they?
They seem to be. Why would they be hanging around the airport?
Oh. Now they're getting company.
Oh, great. Those rabble rousers never get up, do they?
Watch it! You all right, Dean?
Yeah. Big rock, bad aim, hit the car door. Why the devil isn't that plane of ours warming up?
Come on, we better get back in the car. Hey, driver, take us out to the runway, to the plane, and hurry. That's Aram out there, isn't it? Talking to the pilots?
Looks like him. You'd think they've had that big bird ready to take off by now.
Well, we'll see. Oh, Aram!
My sirs, there has been damage.
Damage?
The landing equipment, my sirs.
What do you mean, damage? Come on, Aram, tell us what happened.
The landing gear of the plane, Senator. It has been damaged, cut, sliced through, almost like cheese.
Oh, that's dandy. That's just plain Jim Dandy.
Come on, Arthur, get in the car.
What?
Come on, Arthur, Aram, both of you. Driver, get this car turned around.
And Dean,
you're crazy.
The mob, Senator. We'll never get back to the embassy, Dean.
We're not going to the embassy.
Well, then where are we?
We're going to Premier Kalaman's palace. And, driver, if that mob gets in your way, don't let them stop
to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edmund C. Hill in Washington. There is much consternation here on Capitol Hill today concerning the breakdown of negotiations in the Near East. Violent anti-American demonstrations caused Premier Kalaman to cancel the conferences of the United Nations Arbitration Committee, headed by American delegate Arthur Kane, with Senator Dean Edwards sitting in as special delegate. Fear for the safety of the Americans on the committee is growing every moment, as reports continue to pour in describing the mounting frenzy of the crowds demonstrating outside the American embassy and in front of the Premier's palace.
Who's doing the shooting, Dean?
The police. They're aiming over the heads of the crowd.
Think we can get out of this car?
The shots have sobered the rioters a bit, myself.
Hey, what's going on here?
Gentlemen.
What's wrong, Captain?
The crowd is quiet for a moment. My men will escort you up the forest steps.
Well,
come on. Let's go.
In here, gentlemen. I trust no one was harmed in the excitement outside?
No, we're all right, Captain. We'd like an audience with the Premier right away.
Yes, Senator. He is on his way from his office now, if you will excuse me.
Sure. And thanks, Captain, for your help.
Only my duty, sir.
You know, Dean, I'm not sure whether we're being protected or held prisoners.
No, my sirs. The Premier is more sympathetic toward America than those of his people who...
Gentlemen... My gravest apologies for the discourtesy of my countrymen.
Apologies aren't quite enough, Your Excellency. These demonstrations are direct insults to the United Nations and the United States.
I am too aware of that.
Are you aware, too, Your Excellency, that our plane has been damaged?
Damaged?
If we try to take off, we'd all be dead right now.
I did not know. I did not know.
We'd like a plane put at our disposal, Your Excellency.
I will order repairs immediately.
But repairs will take time, Your Excellency. The damage is extreme.
And frankly, we haven't any desire to wait around till repairs are made. We'd prefer that you order a plane for our party.
But I cannot do it.
Look, if you're still afraid of offending someone, I think you'd better have...
It is not a matter of politics, gentlemen. I just do not have plans, any plans. I have ordered the few military aircraft we own into the service of the Prophet.
You mean you've turned military planes into passenger planes? Why? What?
If I may explain, Senator, during the week of Hajj, if a pilgrim starts toward Mecca and does not reach his destination, his soul becomes doomed.
This is a fundamental concept of our religion, Senator. There will be hundreds, perhaps thousands, of the Haji stranded here when the Holy Week ends. Pilgrims without souls.
Well, I suppose we can wait. After all...
You are welcome here at the palace, gentlemen. The crowd will soon disperse, and you will be returned to your embassy. If you will excuse me now, my friends, your bodies are safe. The souls of my people are not.
Seven, 12. And 3 for 15. Peg 2 for me, will you, Dean? Dean.
Huh? Oh, yeah, okay.
Either you're a bad cribbage player, or you're in love.
No, I just can't get my mind off those pilgrims. They travel hundreds of miles, save every penny for years, and then get stranded on the wrong side of their paradise.
Yeah, I know. It's a tragic thing. Yes, come in.
Gentlemen.
Hello, Aaron.
Gentlemen, the plane is ready for flight again.
Oh, good. And you can tell those mechanics it took them 144 bad cribbage games to fix it.
Wait a minute.
Hey, what's wrong? You sensitive about your cribbage?
Arthur, we can't use that plane now.
What?
Look, their trip to Mecca means more to those pilgrims than anything in this or any world. If we can help them make that trip...
You mean turn our plane over to them?
Why not?
Well?
Why not give them more than one American plane?
Oh, now look, Dean, that's a great idea.
Listen,
but...
We need friends in this part of the world. We need them badly. If we can help these people...
You would become saints, my sirs. You would be considered favored sons of the Prophet.
Arthur, can we get a cable through to the State Department?
It's up to our foreign minister.
He'll do it. He's got to do it.
This is Edmund C. Hill in Washington. The State Department has just received a strange, unprecedented message from Senator Dean Edwards, who is still awaiting passage from the Near East. His message requests that an emergency airlift be established immediately to transport the stranded Muslim pilgrims to their holy city. Even more surprising than this unorthodox request is the fact that the State Department here is giving the message serious consideration.
Any word from the State Department yet?
Nothing, Dean. They probably tossed your cable into the round file.
Then let's send them another one. Make this one strong. Good and strong.
Edwin C. Hill, friends, a bulletin from Wiesbaden, Germany. A flight of American transport planes is reported to have taken off just a few minutes ago from the Rhein-Main Airport. The reasons for the flight were not announced. Destination, unknown.
This is Radio France. A large flight of transport bearing American markings was seen heading eastward out of Paris a short time ago. Presumably, the aircraft left Orly Field in Paris for a destination beyond the Mediterranean.
Dean, look.
What?
Cable from Wheeler's Field, Tripoli. Plane scheduled to reach this city before nightfall.
Come on.
Where?
We'd better see Kalaman fast.
I am tired. I'm worried. I am defeated. You must forgive my preoccupation. But I was under the impression that your particular problems were...
Your Excellency, we're not here about our problems.
Oh?
No, we're more concerned about yours.
Under these strained conditions, it would be the essence of wisdom to...
To mind our own business?
Yes.
Well, this is our business, Your Excellency. It's our business to bring your people and ours closer together.
Please, Senator, not
now. American planes are headed this way right now.
What?
The first of them should be here within an hour.
But why? What calls for such action?
Your pilgrims. They need help. Transportation.
Please. To the point, please.
Those planes are coming here to take your pilgrims to their holy city, Your Excellency. Call it an airlift or a shuttle service or...
Your country? Your country will do this after what has happened here?
Certainly. And we'll keep on doing it till what happened here never happens again.
Senator, Mr. Kent, I cannot tell you...
Well, never mind telling us anything, Your Excellency. Tell those pilgrims to start heading for the airport.
It's been over an hour already, Arthur. Where are those planes?
Wish I knew, Dean. That crowd's getting restless.
Yeah. I spotted some of those professional agitators trying to stir things up again.
If the planes don't get here soon, they'll succeed. There they go.
Where's Kalaman?
He's afraid of crowds, I guess. Come on, we better get out of here.
No. Wait. Wait,
what? I'm thinking, where? Look! Over there. Look! Look! There they are! Our plane! Our plane!
Look at the natives, Arthur. At their faces. Look at them, Arthur. Look at them!
Senator Edwards. Mr. Kane.
Yes, Your Excellency.
My undying gratitude for the miracle you have achieved.
We don't want gratitude, Your Excellency. We want your friendship, your trust, your cooperation.
You must understand, gentlemen, I cannot say our problems are solved, but the will to solve them is bound to be greater. And please.
Yes?
I beg of you, remain here. Do not leave until I return from Mecca. In a few days, I will have made my pilgrimage to the Holy City.
You'll reopen the conferences?
Of course. If you will only wait for my return.
We have no choice, Your Excellency. You're flying to Mecca in our plane.
Edwin C. Hill again, friends. As this story has illustrated, American liberty is not limited by the boundaries of the United States. Freedom of worship, freedom to be free, these are the rights of every individual everywhere. The places, the people, the rulers, even the religion may vary, but freedom is freedom no matter where you find it.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. It was written by James Russell Lowell, and to me these lines describe the essence of America. The main reason why I, for one, would never trade it for any other nation. I honor the man who is willing to sink half his present repute for the freedom to think. And when he has thought, be his cause strong or weak, will risk t'other half for the freedom to speak.
We invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom, USA. starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom, USA.